Okay, so we are back again with another text adventure exclusively for you, Relay FM members. Thank you so much for your support as always. And I hope that this one, another in our text adventure series, is going to be a great reward for you as being a Relay FM member. Of course, I am joined by Mr. CGB Gray. Hi, Gray.
Hello.
And of course, we could not do a text adventure without our computer guide, the Snellatron, Jason Snell. Hi, Jason Snell.
Beep boop, Mike.
Beep boop indeed.
He's back. He's booted up and with us again.
Last time, me and Gray, we did Spooky Manor, right? That was our previous text adventure. And we were teased before Spooky Manor was selected by the Snellatron that there was, in fact, a space-related text adventure that we could take together, which me and Gray were very excited about. But the Snellatron set a difficulty level for us and said we couldn't do it.
You were not ready at that time.
Right. We had not proven ourselves, but the Snellatron was very impressed by how incredibly well we dealt with Spooky Manor. So we are now being allowed to partake in this space-themed text adventure.
We've unlocked the next level.
We have.
Yeah, well, you got the rare vampire ending to the previous game, so that I think that's extra special. But
the best ending.
I have a quick question before we begin. Can we transfer our vampire status to this game?
Unfortunately, no. Although I will reveal that there is a secret game within this game that you can win.
Whoa. Okay.
At the cost of losing the entire other game. So
interesting.
I'll just throw that in there. It's not that interesting, actually, but it is a funny, weird little quirk that's in this game. There's a way for you to throw all your points away and win or lose a completely different game. Maybe we'll get there, maybe not. I want to give credit to Jared Sorensen, who develops all of these games. They're called the Parsley Games, and they just did a book. They did a Kickstarter, and there's now a book available. So you should go to memento-mori.com or burningwheel.com, and you will be able to see that book information. And if you want to play these games, they're great with large groups, medium-sized groups. Somebody's got to be the computer, and then everybody else can just put in commands and see what happens. So I highly recommend it. Thanks to Jared for getting us. We're actually recording this in advance of the book's release, and he got us a copy of the game to play. So we're very excited to play Space Station.
So let's get to it.
All right.
Here we go.
Gray, Mike, welcome to Space Station. You wake up inside the cramped confines of a cryosleep capsule. You're still in your service uniform and have a world-class headache. How long were you asleep?
Oh, is that a question?
I don't have
it was a power nap. We took a caffeine power nap. We were asleep for 20 minutes.
What would you like to do?
God damn it, here we go. I always just want to talk to the Snellatron. Like, I just want to have a little chit-chat with the Snellatron, but he does not allow it.
Beep boop.
What are we going to call this room? Like the sleep chamber?
This is the cryosleep chamber.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta get those notebooks out.
Yep.
Well, I guess you're in the cryosleep capsule, but it would be implied that you are inside the cryosleep chamber, yes.
All right, take a look around. What's in the room?
You are in the cramped confines of a cryosleep capsule. You can't see outside of your capsule.
Open capsule.
You can't. You die. That's why it's so hard. It's all in the mind, this one.
You open the capsule and sit weakly on the edge of the bed. Ooh. You are in the cryosleep chamber. Weakened by cryosickness, you can barely move. You might, in your weakened state, be able to reach the medical bay, which is the only exit from this room.
Exit out.
Is there anything else in the room? Can we take a look around the room? Can we see anything of note?
There's nothing interesting in this room, except for you, who is sitting in your cryosleep chamber wearing your service uniform with a world-class headache.
Can we check our inventory? Do we have any inventory?
Oh, yeah.
You aren't carrying anything because they don't let you bring anything into the cryosleep capsule. All you've got is yourself and your uniform.
Wow, nothing in the cryosleep capsule? Not even a teddy bear or anything? That's rough.
Okay, so we know we're going to go out. Do we have any direction? Is it north, east, south, west? This is very important for map drawing.
No, Mike, you just have to start. There's a direction called out. I start small and in the middle of the page.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm just
doing.
Assuming that this is all like one connected room. That's how I'm gonna take it for our purposes. All right, should we get to relieve then? Should we go into the medical bay?
Yeah, let's go out.
You are in the medical bay. The cryosleep chamber is here. A hypo injector rests on a countertop just within reach. A turbo lift is here to transport you to the other levels of the space station.
Oh, this is terrible for maps. All right, great. Okay.
Okay, let's inject ourselves with that injector.
That just feels like such a thing to just do, right?
It is such a thing to do. It's the only thing to do.
Okay.
We barely made it to the medical center.
All right, good point. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We just go back to the cryosleep chamber if we die.
Exactly.
So. All right. Inject
ourselves straight in the heart with the
injector.
Let's not
be very specific about where it's going to go. Let's just let the Snellatron decide where that ends up being.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have the hypo injector.
Pick up hypo injector.
The hypo injector rests on the countertop, just within reach.
Is this why it's rated as hard? Is this why?
You have the hypo injector.
Okay. Inject hypo injector.
Oh, that feels better. You are now strong enough to stand and move about the space station.
Okay. In this room, just the turbo lift, right? So we've got available to us?
Yes. You see a rapid transport tube large enough for several occupants. To use the turbo lift, use the commands up and down, or just say the name or number of the desired area. You are on level 3, medical bay.
Okay, just a quick question. Are those two different objects, or is that one object? The turbo lift is a thing, and then there was something else?
The turbo lift is the elevator that connects all of the levels of the space station.
Okay,
and you can say up and down to the turbo lift if you don't know what's up and down, or you can, once you know the names of areas or level numbers, you can just say them, because I know you guys like to skip ahead, right?
Yeah.
So once you learn, if you go far away and you want to return to the medical bay, you can just say, go to the medical bay and the turbo lift will take you there. Yeah. Or to go to level 3 and it will take you here.
Do we have, are there buttons or is it completely voice controlled? Like what I'm looking for is, do we know how many levels there are?
It is completely voice controlled.
Very clever.
And you would think, though, that in terms of good user experience design, they would have a map. You get the sense that you're somewhere here at level 3, somewhere sort of in the center of the space station.
Okay.
That's what I figured, yeah. Okay, awesome.
All right, do you want to go up or down? I would say down, I think.
I would say up one.
You want to go up? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, I want to
go up one level?
I want to go up to the command bridge, obviously up at the top.
All right. Well, give that command then. Let's see how that goes.
Turbo lift, level 1.
Wait, one is the bottom, though. That's what.
No. When you're in a spaceship, level 1 is the top, and level 6 is the bottom.
We'll see about that. Yeah. All right, turbo lift, take us to level 1, please.
You arrive at the flight deck. Most of the emergency escape pods have been jettisoned, but one pod remains. There's a flashing light behind the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. There is a turbo lift here. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields hold.
Oh, what? Okay.
All right, well, this is obviously the top of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're going to go when things get bad. Do you want to just walk to the transporter pad, see what it looks like, and then we get out of here?
Yeah.
Then we go to the bottom of the ship, which is going to be level 6 or whatever?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Go, walk towards transporter pad, please.
The transporter pad is where people and supplies are teleported to and from the space station. There is a control panel here. A space mop stands in the corner. The flight deck is outside this room.
Oh, okay. These are all objects. Okay, right.
Yeah, I'm going to remind you guys that one of the things you can do is, for more information about objects or items in your field of view, you can look or examine them, which is kind of important because I'm never going to give you all the information just when I describe the room. That's part of the game.
Okay, well, examine the space mop, then.
The space mop looks suspiciously like a normal mop. You last used it to clean up the transporter pad after a mishap.
Oh, are we a space janitor here? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we don't know our role yet. It seems like we're probably the only person left, though, which I don't think is good, right? We're under attack. Right. We haven't run into any bodies yet. Everybody's left except for us.
Right, okay.
Can we inspect the transporter pod or whatever it was called?
The transporter panel? Yes, panel, see numerous dials and an activation switch. Without proper training, it would be hazardous to use the transporter.
Hmm. Okay. Can we go to the flight deck?
Sure. You're back in the flight deck. Most of the escape pods are gone. One remains. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. There is a turbo lift here.
Can we look at the escape pod?
Sure. You see a two-person escape pod. It's equipped with a distress beacon and is pre-programmed to take you to a recovery point somewhere in space.
Hmm.
Okay, can we look at the pod bay doors? What is the light? Do we get any indication for what that light is flashing about?
All right, so let's look at the pod bay doors. Mm-hmm. You see a set of doors that allow escape pods to eject without depressurizing the flight deck. There is a red light flashing next to the door's manual override lever. The light flashes red when the pod bay doors are malfunctioning.
Right, okay. So they're not working, so we can't get off, basically, right, as of right now. I'm assuming that we have to fix that, right? Like, that is one Wednesday, would be my expectation.
Yeah. If you hadn't gotten to the commands first, my command was going to be, jump in the escape pod and let's get out of here. But I guess the red light is the thing that's stopping us from doing that.
Yeah. So we have a malfunction. Okay.
Okay.
Well, just so I can make sure that we're good, can we just take one more look around the flight deck? Just make sure that we've looked at everything in here?
Sure. You're on the flight deck. Most of the emergency escape pods are gone. One escape pod remains. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. There is a turbo lift here.
Back in the lift, let's go to floor two. Take us to floor two, Snellatron.
Beep boop. You are in the engineering bay. A display panel shows you the station's diagnostics. A reinforced door leads to the reactor. Another door leads to the shield generator. You see a pair of mag boots here. There is a turbo lift here.
Inspect the mag boots. There's a space snake in the boot.
Snakey in space, no! You see a pair of clunky white boots used to walk in zero gravity.
Okay. Can we take them, or do we have to wear them?
You can take them. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do they sense when snakes are in them and not let you open them up? Or
I don't know what snakes are.
Yes.
Of course.
We're in space, dummy.
There's no space snakes. Or are there?
All right, you have the mag boots.
Okay.
Great. Can we look around the room again? What was everything in here, please?
Sure. A display panel shows you the station's diagnostics. A reinforced door leads to the reactor. Another door leads to the shield generator. And, of course, there is a turbo lift. So exits are the turbo lift and the shield generator.
And the reactor?
A reinforced door in front of a nuclear reactor does not seem like an exit. Well, I suppose, in a way, it could be, existentially.
It's the ultimate exit.
So we have a diagnostics panel, we have a nuclear reactor, and a door that goes to where, sorry?
The shields.
Shield generator.
Something I'm learning, I mean, I could be wrong about this game. It seems like because of the introduction of the levels, the actual directions of exits seem less important than in previous games.
Yeah, I'm already using multiple pages for each level is what I'm doing.
It just feels like, in the previous games, it's kind of been like very much like exits are east and west and this is this and then that leads onto this, where it feels like with the multiple levels, the actual directions of everything feel way less important than in previous games.
Yeah, it's the floors and there's a couple of things on each floor.
Yeah.
I'm getting the feeling that what we're in is a spaceship that's shaped like a Coke can. Right, and we're going up and down each level.
And everything is just in one kind of singular line, it feels like. I mean, who knows what the other floors might be like, but at least these top three feel very much like that.
We're going to get to floor six, and Sneltron's going to tell us, there's infinite rooms in every direction on floor six.
Exits are north, south, east, west, northwest, north, northwest.
And the new direction you've never heard of before and can only perceive when you wear these glasses.
Yeah. Exits are infra-blurn.
The square root of -1.
Can we take a look at the diagnostics panel, please, Snellatron?
Sure. You see the space station's shields are at 100%, gravity is 1G, and the reactor is at safe operating levels.
I have a feeling that won't stay that way for long.
The panel flickers.
Uh-oh.
And goes off. You see a flashing message that says, CPU offline. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields hold.
Right, but now we don't know what they're down to.
Yeah, is it gone?
No, the shields hold, but it might be, you know, it might be like Star Trek Voyager where you get hit once and you're down to 30% shields immediately.
But I mean, like, the panel is off now?
The panel is off.
Okay.
Can we look at the reactor or look at the door to the reactor?
Sure. The heavy door is shut. An access hatch near the floor allows maintenance robots to enter and exit the reactor without endangering nearby humans. Set into the door is a window looking into the reactor core.
Can we look into the reactor core?
Through a protective layer of glass, you see the reactor and the graphite rods used to absorb neutrons in the event of a meltdown.
Oh, very scientifically accurate, this spaceship. Mm.
Feel like this is going to be a problem point for us later on.
You know, I think we're going to need to find some sacrificial robot to send down that robot path.
There is one thing we haven't checked. Like, this might sound silly, but we don't know. Are we human? Do we know this? We don't know this.
Yeah.
You could examine yourself if you want.
I would to do that.
Examine ourselves. Begin existential wonderings.
Mm-hmm. You are wearing the regulation green technician's uniform, marking you as a member of the Planetary Action Research Science Exploration Corps, or PARSEC. And yes, you are a human being. You figured that out when you injected yourself with the hypo-injector.
Well, again, we only know what we think we know.
Yeah, exactly. If I was going to program a robot, I wouldn't want it thinking it's a robot, that's for sure.
Yep.
Now you know your uniform is green.
That could come in handy later on. You never know. All right, so the reactor, we can't really do anything with that yet, right? Because the door is pointless. Yep. Door is just door. We have access via a robot later on. Could be useful. I hope that we run into some kind of like Marvin-like robot somewhere. That would be good fun.
I'm thinking much more like a Roomba. We're going to send a Roomba down that path.
I would 100% do that. You've got the reactor Roomba.
The reactor looks very well swept.
It can only be one culprit. And then we have a window. Okay, so can we...
And the shield room was a room, right? Can we go to the shield room?
Yes.
Shield generator room.
You're in the shield generator room. The station's shields repel space debris, cosmic rays, and hostile life. They also prevent unauthorized ships from docking with or leaving the station. There is a control panel here.
Take a look at the control panel.
The shields are currently up. A set of controls allows the operator to raise and lower the shields, allowing ships to dock with and leave the station.
Does it look like we could use those, unlike, say, the transporter controls?
You could. If you lowered the shields from here, even though the CPU is offline, as you know, these shields can be controlled separate from the CPU, and you can raise and lower them. That will have many effects, including lowering the shields, which may be, as you know, being used to stave off some sort of series of explosions. And also, of course, any ship that wanted to arrive or leave would need the shields to be down.
Right. Okay, got it. So and I appreciate that these are on a whole... separate non-computer related path. Like, this is a Battlestar Galactica setup.
It's redundancy.
It's nice. You never want that single point of failure. The Parsec is not is well engineered in that regard. They make sure that you can raise all over the shields regardless of the CPU status.
Okay, great. So my second expectation is another win state is to lower those to leave on some other ship, right? There might be some, well, we know that there is some kind of like docking area, right, mm-hmm. which is probably the bottom level, which may have mm-hmm. something that we can escape on, but we would need
right,
to lower
the top level, the flight deck, level one.
Well, no, well, I assume that escape pods don't need the shields to be let down. Like, I was thinking that there might be something, like a docking area, where the ships will land and leave from. Like, if we had cargo coming in or whatever. We'll find out.
Right. Yeah, we'll find out. I just wanted to, again, point out, level one, top of the ship.
Yes, we're
okay,
very aware.
Okay, let's go back to the engineering bay, please.
All right, you're back in the engineering bay with a display panel that is blinking CPU offline. reinforced door to the reactor, door to the shield generator, which you just came through, and the turbo lift.
Okay, can we please take the turbo lift to level 4?
Level 4, you are in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU core. There is a set of micro tools here. There is a robot here. The turbo lift is here.
Look at robot.
You see a dog-sized robot designed to perform repetitive or dangerous tasks. It moves about on tank treads and can carry and manipulate objects with its crab-like pincers. The name Froz, F-R-O-Z, is laser-etched into its skin.
Say, hello, Froz.
Froz beeps and flashes its lights and twitches its mechanical arms. It's adorable.
I knew it would be. Can we just once again get a description of this room, please?
Sure. This is the cybernetics lab. You are surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU core. There's a set of micro tools here. Froz the robot is here, and the turbo lift is here. So your exits are to the CPU core and the turbo lift.
Right.
Let's take a look at the tools.
You see a case containing tiny screwdrivers, wire cutters, soldering irons, and other gadgets used to repair malfunctioning electrical systems.
Can we take that?
Yes, you have the micro tools.
Okay, let's go to the CPU core, please.
You enter the brains of the space station. This towering room is where all the station's data is stored. Ladders run up the central spire, allowing technicians access to the core. The core radiates intense heat, making it uncomfortable to remain here.
So there are no exits from this room except back down the ladder.
Right. I would say that you're in the room. I haven't described. I'm going to help you out here. I haven't described the actual CPU core yet. You might want to look at that.
Oh, okay. Right. Look at the CPU core.
Oh, that's a good idea. You see a massive column of processors and data storage units rising high above you, the space station's brain and central nervous system. To keep heat at manageable levels, the CPU core is ringed with cooling vanes at each level.
Look at the cooling vanes.
You see dozens of aluminum, or if you prefer, aluminium, alloy vanes used to radiate heat away from the CPU core. They are filthy with dust and grime, as if they haven't been cleaned in months.
We've been asleep for a while, Mike. I don't think that was really a power nap that we took.
No, I feel like having us answer that question was futile, considering there's clearly a story.
Yeah, I didn't know the Snellotron asked rhetorical questions.
Turns out.
So, yeah, this is the upgrade from in difficulties. The questions aren't all simple anymore. All right, so clearly the cooling is not working, the CPU is overheated, and now the CPU is offline. That would be my assumption, right?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
We need to find some way to clean the cooling things.
Right.
Do we have any kind of sense, Snellotron, if there is, I don't know, any additional detail, of how these cooling rings can be accessed?
Well, you can access the cooling vanes from the ladder, which is right there, and you have no problem getting up there. But you would need something to use to clean them.
Okay.
But do we take the micro tools?
Hang on a second. We were warned about heat in this room, though, right?
It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to stick around too long. It's not going to burn you, but it is definitely, there's a lot of heat going on, probably why the CPU is offline.
Okay.
Right. Got it.
I feel like micro tools are not, that's not going to be a cleaning thing, right? He describes screwdrivers and stuff.
You can't use micro tools to remove dust and grime. You need a tool designed to remove dust and grime.
Oh, my soldering iron isn't going to cut it. Okay. Did we pick up the micro tools? I can't remember.
Yeah, they're in our inventory.
We did. Okay. They're in our inventory. Okay, great. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the cybernetics lab.
You're back in the cybernetics lab with monitors, terminals, and blinky lights, with the access ladder that you just came down, and Froz the adorable robot, plus the turbo lift.
Okay, tell Froz heal.
Froz blinks and flashes its lights adorably.
Yes, but does he heal?
Yes, Froz follows your command and moves closer to your feet.
Great, thank you. All right, perfect. So we've got Froz with us now. Let's go up another level, shall we?
Yeah.
What are your hesitations?
I'm very nervous about this game so far.
Right.
Because it all seems pretty simple, right? Like, we're working out this, like, chain of events, right? Which begins at the top, right? Which is the escape pod. We just need to fix the manual override, which is probably something to do with the CPU. The CPU is overheated because it needs to be cleaned, so we assume on the next level we'll find some kind of cleaning agent. Currently, this doesn't feel difficult. So, like, I'm waiting for a moment where something is going to change on us. So, like, I'm just very hesitant of things right now.
Okay, well, you know, look, we've got a guard robot with us. So, take my hand. Mm-hmm. We're going to step into the turbo lift.
Okay.
And we're going to go up to...
Level 5.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. We're going to go down to...
very important.
Level 5.
Okay, level 5, please, turbo lift.
You're saying you want to go to level... What's the command? Is it down? Is it level 5?
Go to level 5.
Go to level 5. All right. Level 5 it is. Level 5 is the command deck, usually populated by the station's captain and crew, but it's been abandoned. There is a comm terminal here. You see a parsec binder here. You smell burning from a nearby corridor. There is a turbo lift here.
Oh, I think I've confused flight deck and command deck.
Well, yeah, this is confusing because the command deck seems to be at the bottom of the spaceship, which I don't really understand.
Right, because that... Okay,
why
so
they would do that.
Command deck.
By the way, have you ever given the turbo lift an up or down command, or have you just been going by the numbers? Because that would be a way to find out orientation.
No, don't get... Look, we don't need to
so
get into those
I'm
specifics.
I'm the winner, then.
Right?
I'm the winner. I'm the winner here.
In space, there is no up and down.
Yeah, see...
Flight deck is not where the captain goes. The flight deck is where people come and go from in ships. The command deck is where the captain goes. That's at level 5. I win.
No, I'm just saying the spaceship is built in a very strange way.
Oh, right. That's how it is, right? Because you were wrong. Okay.
No, it's not. That's not how it is at all.
Anyway,
no,
command deck exits are to the to the corridor, and then up and down. You can go up and down from this deck too.
Wait, you mean in the turbo lift? We can go
in
up
the
and
turbo
down.
Lift. Yes.
Okay. What is on the command deck again, please?
It's usually populated by the captain and the crew, but they're not here. There is a comm terminal here. You see a parsec binder here. You smell burning from the nearby corridor, and there is a turbo lift that can go up or down.
Can we please take a look at the binder?
Sure. This is a 3-ring binder containing lots of communication protocols for hailing alien life forms. Would you like to read it?
I'm wondering if we can read it, but yes, let's give it a shot.
Well, the text in the binder is dry and technical, causing you to nod off for a few seconds. Fortunately, the captain's chair is there to catch you. In brief, intergalactic regulations mandate that an invading force must first offer terms of surrender before using extinction-level weaponry. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields hold.
Okay.
Is there anything else in the binder, or is that... That's
the binder. The binder is all about intergalactic regulations for invading forces and terms of surrender. And communication protocols for hailing alien life forms.
Okay. Look at the comm terminal, please.
The comm terminal is used to send messages to ships docking with or leaving the space station. It's currently flashing the message CPU offline.
All right. Okay. Let's go down the Bernie corridor.
Before we leave this room, real quick, what did we learn from the binder? Is it our terms of surrender or the terms of surrender that, like, someone will put on us?
What you learned from the binder is that if there is an external force invading a ship, they must first offer terms of surrender before they use extinction-level weaponry.
Okay. So, provided that this outside threat is following the jurisdiction... here, provided they are following these rules, at the moment we're still good because they haven't offered us terms of surrender yet that we know of.
They may be firing on the station. That's possible. You keep feeling these explosions, but it's possible that that's what this means, is that because you're not dead, it may mean that they haven't offered terms of surrender. That's a possible interpretation. Yes.
Yeah, Mike, I've got 4 words for you. Never give up, never surrender.
Okay. Oh,
reference acknowledged.
Snellatron, how many save slots do we have?
You have 3 save slots, as always.
Mike, don't you dare. We've done nothing. Nothing has happened.
I agree with Gray in this case. You've literally just wandered around and learned things
save.
And picked up a couple of things.
I just wanted to know.
Okay. All right. Jeez. I'm going to step out at this moment and get a little more tea. You guys can take a break or talk, but Snellatron needs to refresh.
You go right ahead, Snellatron.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm very trepidatious of this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he said it was hard, right?
Well, my expectation, now that we can game strategize while the Snellatron isn't listening in on us, my expectation is that there's only going to be maybe one more level above, and that's going to start the game in motion.
Or this corridor, right? There's something happening in this corridor because it's burning.
Yeah, like we haven't hit the inciting incident yet.
Exactly.
Whenever that happens, I think then we're going to be moving about the ship, right? Like something's going to arrive and then we need to go up or down. I think that's why the turbo lift also exists, so that we can move between locations relatively quickly.
Yeah, there's two things. One, yes, that I'm kind of imagining a scenario like that too, right? Which is why I'm so trepidatious, because it's like, it feels like something's about to happen at all moments, right? And it hasn't happened yet. The other thing, I know this maybe seems a little wild, but we are only very specifically calling out floor numbers. We've not asked to go up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we maybe should try doing that. Just in case that there is something we've missed, like there is a floor 2.5 or something.
And I'm back.
Shh, Mike, don't tell him. Don't tell him what we've been talking about.
Okay. All right.
All right, players, what do you want to do?
Go down the burning corridor.
All right. You step into the burning corridor. You are in a corridor filled with cables and wires that run up from the CPU core and over to the comm terminals. This is the sensor array. The smell of burning electronics hangs in the air. A note is stuck to the panel.
Read note?
You read the message. 1. Take nap. 2. Clean cooling vanes. 3. Fix that lever. It's in your own handwriting and dated 2 months ago. Whoops.
Uh-oh. Are we at the end of the corridor, or is this as far as we can go?
Yeah, the panel is at the end of the corridor.
Okay.
All right. What's this panel?
The panel is connected to the communication system and to the CPU core. You find a short in the signal receiver wiring.
Can we fix
that with our micro tools?
You can repair the panel using the micro tools. It's fixed now.
Sweet. Now we get to find out who's attacking us from the outside.
Do we, like, what, when the panel is fixed, what happens to the panel? Is something turned on? Is there any information? Like, what's happening with the panel?
You can see that the signal is strong that's running through the wiring between the comm system and the CPU core.
Okay, so we still need to fix the CPU core, but there is now, the communications are up, they're alive. The communications are ready, waiting for the CPU cores to come back online.
Yes, okay. Let's go back to the command deck.
All right, you're back in the command deck. It's abandoned, there's no captains here, just you in your green uniform.
The captain now.
There's a comm terminal, a binder is still laying here that you leafed through, and it doesn't smell as burny in the nearby corridor. There's a turbo lift here.
Great. Let's take the turbo lift down to level 6.
Level 6. You are on the top deck of the station. A panoramic window grants you with a 360-degree view of outer space and the mysterious Death World.
Whoa.
Some kind of alien warship is positioned nearby. There is a turbo lift here. Exits are down.
All right. What else? Is there anything else in the room?
Oh, I'm sorry. Does the view of the Death World not... Is that not enough for you, Mike?
Yeah, but I can't do anything with that.
Through the windows, you can see the mysterious Death World, as well as some kind of alien spaceship.
Look at spaceship.
You see an alien warship of Frelion design. It's bristling with weapons, including the dreaded gravity cannon.
Sure, it's got a gravity cannon, of course, yep.
The laser weapons fire on the warship. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields continue to hold.
You know what I think we do need to do?
What?
If we can't work out something right now, I think the next thing we should do is just get in the lift and just keep asking it to take us down and just make sure we've been to all the levels.
I mean, yeah, the only level there could be is a level 0.
Right.
Because we went to level 1.
Well, unless it's level 1.5. You never know.
I'm I'm very confident there's not level 1.5.
What all we have learned so far is we cannot trust your understanding of how spaceships are made and stacked. That's all we
Look,
know.
I understand,
the one thing
no,
we've
I understand
learned,
spaceships
the one
very
thing
well.
That we have learned
Look,
is you have absolutely
there's one thing,
no idea
there's,
of knowing
no, if there's
how
one thing that you know with
up.
Spaceships is there's no levels between the levels. There's nothing to there's no passageways to crawl through between levels.
I really
levels.
Feel like that you
That's
shouldn't
never
be
a thing that
such
you see
statements.
In a spaceship.
I just feel like
not,
your authority has been rocked on this, and I feel like you know you want
like,
to be
what I lack in knowledge, I make up for with confidence. So there's going to be a level zero, maybe, okay. But there's not going to be a level 1.5. No way. 0% probability.
You say that what we do then is just we just go to level one and go down. That's what you suggest. You don't want to do go down until we get to the bottom.
We can ask for level zero. That's what we can do.
All right. I guess we should do that, right? Because there's nothing here. There's nothing we can do here.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do here, as far as I can tell. Right, because it's just Death World and Spaceship. That's the only thing that's here, right?
Yeah, there's nothing on the top deck. It's just a big window.
Right, okay.
Are we correct, Snellatron? There's nothing else in the top deck for us.
That's it. You've seen it all.
Have we seen all the levels of the ship? Beep, boop.
Well, you... Should I reveal this?
No. Don't.
Well, we can work
based,
it out on
based on the lights in the elevator, you think you have reached the all the way to the left and the right, yes, of the left to right light system that is in that turbolith that I just made up right now.
Okay, right, that's what I figured. Okay.
Is there an up to down?
Well, I mean, in my drawing, it's actually left to right with the flight deck all the way to the left.
I'm left to right, except for one that's fallen off because I ran out of space. So, well, I'm left to right and then
well,
one
see,
below.
Well, see, Mike, this is why you need to be using digital paper where you can just expand more pages more and more, right?
Yes,
so it just goes on forever.
Have you reordered the paper so that it's now top to bottom instead of bottom to top?
No, that's not necessary. So can we wave at the spaceship?
You wave at the spaceship. It's still pretty far away in space terms. Hmm. You don't see any windows that have visible signs that someone might be in there waving back at you. There's no way to know.
No way to know.
It feels pointless, but you do it.
That describes so much of life, doesn't it?
Hi, spaceship that's firing on my space station where I'm trapped all alone. Hi! Hey,
what else are we going to do right now? We haven't got any power. So... Based upon this light system, then, are we making the assumption we have seen every floor?
Yes, it feels to you like there are six floors on this space station.
Well.
We need to go back to the flight deck.
Gray, there's a mop.
Yeah.
Space mop.
Space
I think you
mop.
Mean.
There's a space mop.
We need the space mop. That is our cleaning implement. Space mop.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm looking through my different floors, and yeah, it's like we've got binders. There's a lever on the first floor which we need to fix, but you know what? You're right. That's item 3 on our to-do list. Item 2, clean the cooling vanes. So let's go get that mop.
All right, turbo lift, take us to level 1, please.
You and Frost the robot, who is still with you, of course.
Oh yeah.
He better be. We told him to heal. Otherwise, he'd be a very bad boy.
That's right. He blinks at you in a really adorable way. You're at the flight deck. Most of the escape pods are gone. One remains. There's a flashing light next to the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. And, of course, you just came out of the turbolift.
Can we give Froz a treat? Do we have, like a screw or something he would like? He's been following us.
You don't have that. You have mag boots and micro tools and a hypo injector.
Feed him a tool.
We might need those, Mike.
Okay. He eats a small screwdriver, and no, he doesn't have a mouth. You hand him a tool, he grasps it in his claw-like pincers, and then hands it back to you. He doesn't need it now.
Good boy. All right, pick up space mop.
There is no space mop here.
Oh, go to transporter pad, please.
Oh, yeah.
You are now at the transporter pad, where people and supplies are teleported to and from the space station. There is a control panel here. A space mop stands in the corner.
All right, pick up space mop.
You've got the space mop. It looks a lot like a normal mop.
Does it come with a bucket of water, or is it just the mop?
It does. Let's say it does.
Okay, great, because that makes a lot more sense then, doesn't it?
Sure. There is a bucket nearby that you know is...
The space bucket.
Goes with the, it's a space bucket with space water in it that goes with the space mop, yes.
Right, an infinite source of space water.
Actually, Gray, what differentiates a space mop from a normal mop is you don't need a bucket.
Oh,
it just
dispenses
when you rub it on.
It dispenses the water in the handle. It just dispenses water on its own.
And it's that's why it's a space mop.
Okay, fantastic. Let's go back to the flight deck, please.
You're back in the flight deck. You are by the turbolift. Exits are up. escape pod and transporter room.
Okay, let's take us to level 4, cybernetics lab.
Level 4. You are in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU core. There is a robot who you found here, but now he follows you around.
Can we save now?
Mike, we've done... Fine, if you want to save, Mike,
we
fine.
Have 3 save slots. We have gotten to the point where we're about to like do the first thing of real merit in the game. We have no idea what's going to happen at this point. All of the systems are going to come back online. We could hear our terms of surrender. Like, anything
okay,
can happen.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, that's fine.
What
all
this
right,
feels
fine.
Like... Okay, so this feels like to me the point that...
You've already won. You've won. Okay. I concede. You don't need to convince me anymore. Convincing over. Snellatron, please use save slot 1.
You have saved the game. Slot 1 is full.
Snellatron seems remarkably consistent with the save slot sounds over lo these many years.
We're not using a different computer. We're just using different games, right? So if the computer makes that noise.
So when we do these games on the Incomparable Game Show, Tony Sindelar is the parser there, and he was laboriously writing down the entire game status when we would save on pieces of paper, whereas I just took a screenshot because I've got it in a document. And so it was he made a little song while to stop us from talking while he wrote down all the things, and that was the song. So now, as far as I'm concerned, that's the definitive save song. Slot 1 is full.
Okay, great.
I know where you are. I will remember this in case you die.
Okay, great. Let's take the ladder into the CPU core.
You enter the brains of the space station. This towering room is where all the station's data is stored. Ladders run up the central spire, allowing technicians access to the core. The core radiates intense heat.
All right, let's climb that ladder and clean those cooling vanes.
You use the space mop to wipe off the grime from the cooling vanes at each level. The CPU core chimes as its systems reboot.
All right, exit CPU core. Back to the cybernetics lab.
You come down the ladder. Fraz blinks and beeps at you and follows you into the cybernetics lab.
Go to the command deck.
All right, let's go to the command deck. The command deck is usually populated by the captain and crew, but it's been abandoned. There's a comm terminal here. You see the binder here, and there's a turbo lift here.
Can we take a look at the comms terminal?
The comm terminal is used to send messages to ships docking with or leaving the space station. It's currently flashing a message. Incoming message, unknown language. Please input language to translate.
Freleon. Input Freleon.
It translates the message.
Attention humans, surrender space station or be destroyed with gravity cannon.
Ask for terms.
Surrender space station or be destroyed with gravity cannon.
Those aren't very good terms.
Well, it depends.
Mike, I believe you've already forgotten. Never give up, never surrender.
Okay.
Like, can we send back a middle finger emoji, or, like, how does that work?
Presumably it would be translated into Freleon, sure.
Okay. I just want to have that as an option, you know, just in case.
Yep. Okay, should we go to the...
Well, we need to fix the lever. Wasn't that on level 1?
I'm expecting that... Oh, wait, was there a lever to be fixed on level 1? I mean, I don't recall hearing a lever that needed to be fixed, so my expectation was that there's something in the engineering bay, like the reactor or something.
Oh, I could have sworn there was a lever that we came across.
There was. It was the manual override for the escape pod.
Right, and wasn't that broken? I think it was.
Let's go see, shall we?
Yeah, let's take a look. Go to flight deck.
The Freleon warship attacks the space station with a gun that fires black holes. The end.
Oh.
You have died. Your final score is 30. Would you like to load a save game?
Oh, why would we save? Why would we save at this moment, Gray? Nobody knows why, right?
Mike, you realized I agreed with you, right?
I think if we ran back the tape, you would see that it was with much duress.
It was not with much duress. You wanted to keep talking about it, and I rapidly conceded. Okay, let's load save slot 1. And let's learn not to talk to anybody until we absolutely have to.
You're in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights.
Are we assuming that we got killed because we we checked them, the terms?
Yeah, like they sent us their privacy policy, and then we were able, like they had their terms in there, and now we've gone through the protocol where we received the terms, and then they could kill us.
We weren't killed by the gravity cannon, though. We were killed by a black hole gun.
Yeah, no, that's a gravity cannon.
Oh, look at me. I don't know anything.
If you had gone to the observation deck and looked at the gravity cannon, you would have heard that it indeed it fires black holes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's climb the ladder. Clean the cooling vanes on the CPU core, please.
You wipe off the grime from the cooling vanes at each level. The CPU core chimes as its systems reboot.
Okay. Go to cybernetics lab.
You are in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights.
Okay. Go to flight deck.
You arrive at the flight deck. Most of the escape pods have been jettisoned, but one remains. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad.
Take a look at the lever, the malfunctioning lever.
The lever is used to manually disengage the door's locking mechanism, the pod bay door's locking mechanism.
Okay. Can we fix it with our micro tools?
They don't seem to do anything.
Okay, then let's go to the engineering bay. It's the only other place to do stuff.
Yeah, diagnostics panel, right? Maybe that's because the CPU is back online now, so maybe we can...
Yeah. Level 2, please.
A display panel shows you the station's diagnostics. A reinforced door leads to the reactor. Another door leads to the shield generator.
Okay, can we take a look at the diagnostics panel?
You see the space station's shields are at 100%. Gravity is 1G, and the reactor is at safe operating levels.
Okay, our little robot buddy's with us, right?
Your buddy has followed you around, yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Can we send him down the robopath to check on the reactor?
R.I.P., little friend. I feel like this is the last time we're going to see Froz.
He's just taking a little look.
Okay.
Froz enters the reactor. He sees it and sees that there are no problems, and then he... exits the reactor.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, just checking. I'm again having the feeling, just like the very first one of these we did, which is...
with everyone screaming at us, there's like some super obvious thing.
There may be a super obvious thing, but the feeling is more that it's like, oh, okay, there's all these places, but it's also this... we're living in this sparse text adventure universe, and
yes.
I feel like there's... only other, like, there's the comm terminal, which is on the command deck. Like, I feel like maybe we have to interact with the Freljons in some way, because otherwise I don't know what buttons to push in this universe. Because I think we're kind of good here. Maybe we can just surrender, and then the game is over.
What do you think happened if we lowered the shields?
Well, they're firing upon us. I think we
right,
die.
Right, but, like, do you think that... There would be another way to remove the escape pod?
Well, I mean, the escape pod does have two slots, one for us and one for our robot dog. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
All right, I will say, just as a reminder on text adventure strategy, that you should consider the law of conservation of items. Generally, your puzzle can be solved by all the items that you have. Mm-hmm. So think about what you've seen and the details that you haven't really addressed yet in various rooms, as well as considering everything that's in your inventory and other objects that you might have seen.
I don't know of any other objects.
I mean, we have the mag boots.
I can tell you your inventory. You want me to tell you your inventory?
Yeah, tell us our inventory.
Yeah.
You have the hypo injector, the micro tools, the mag boots, the space mop, and a robot follows you around.
Right. But we can't use the escape pod because the lever is broken.
Yep.
Right.
Well, have you tried to pull the lever?
Oh.
I'm not sure you have.
No, all right. Then try that. Pull lever of the thing.
Well, you're not there.
Oh, where are we?
Where are we?
I think you're at the engineering, right?
Oh, that's right. We're in the engineering bay. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Take the flight deck to level 1 flight deck.
Yes, you arrive at the flight deck. Most of the escape pods are gone. One remains. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. The robot joins you.
Okay. Let's pull that lever.
You try to pull the lever, but it's jammed. You feel too weak in your recently awakened state to pull the lever. You just don't have enough strength.
Okay, command the dog to pull the lever.
Good.
Froz beeps and blinks and pulls the lever.
Thanks, Froz.
The blinking light turns amber. Warning sirens can be heard.
Okay, this is progress. Do we know what those warning sirens mean, or?
Probably that the pod bay doors are open, but I don't know.
Okay. We can just try to escape right now. So let's put Froz in the escape pod.
I think we have to lower the shields before we can try to escape.
Well, I mean, here's my prediction. We're going to lower the shields, we're going to try to escape, and then they're going to shoot us in the escape pod. That's my guess.
Yeah, no, I 100% think that you're correct.
but you know what? Let's give it a shot.
Or do you want to just try and get out of here? Should we just see what happens? I mean, we're probably going to explode or something. But, like, should we just jump in the escape pod?
Yeah, I will say, escape, you have not gone into the escape pod yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've just loaded Froz in the escape pod, right?
All right, get in. Jump on in. Climb on into the
no,
escape
Mike,
pod.
Don't be a dummy.
We don't
no.
have to leave. We could just get in. There might be some clue in there.
Oh, okay.
You are in the escape pod. It is equipped with a distress beacon and a launch button. There are survival rations and a spacesuit here.
Okay. All right, take spacesuit.
Take the rations.
All right, you've got the rations. You've got the spacesuit. It's bulky, complete with gloves and a helmet. But you can put it on if you want to.
So here's the thing, Gray. We have a spacesuit.
Or you can just carry it.
And we have gravity boots. I think we need to get out of this ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. All right.
How, though?
We turn off the shields and we walk out the door. That's how.
What door?
The door that's open now because of the lever we just pulled.
Yeah, but isn't that for the escape pods? Where you think we could just, like, climb out of the escape pod?
Yeah.
But what if the shield doesn't, like, isn't, like, completely touching the ship? There might be, a, like, space.
Yeah, okay,
between.
So, yeah. Yeah, actually, wait a second. Sinelatron, we need, like, the Star Trek technical manual here. The shield, is it like, an egg around the space station? Or is it like, a skin upon the space station?
So I can tell you what the game says, which is, the station's shields repel space debris, cosmic rays, and hostile life. They prevent unauthorized ships from docking with or leaving the station. And you know that they are protecting you from the occasional Freljahn blast. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields hold.
Okay, I think we can just walk out those doors.
I think we should just try it. Yeah, can we put on the spacesuit, put on the mag boots?
All right, the pod bay doors are behind the pod. They are open, meaning the pod can launch. You can't reach the outside.
What if we scooch?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the word scooch.
Okay.
In the escape pod, there was just a button that said launch and a distress beacon. Was that right?
Yes. The pod is equipped with a distress beacon and a launch button. You've got the survival rations. You got the spacesuit.
Is the distress beacon on?
You would know the distress beacon would activate once you left the station in the escape pod.
Okay, but there's not an on button. We can't activate the distress beacon.
Correct.
Hmm.
The only button here is a big red candy-like launch button used to eject the escape pod from the space station at ultra-high speed.
As far as we know right now, we can just do this, right?
Like, okay.
With the information that we have. No, I think that it 100% will not work, right? Like, that we will be shot into a billion pieces or something. But I'm just, like, trying to understand that, like, we have, for as much information as we have, we could just get in this thing, press that button, and we'll be out of that door, right? Like, that's kind of where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that is not the way to win this. This isn't, like, flying out the window. Like, that's not going to work because we have too many things in our inventory which suggest something else, right? Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, we can try it. I feel like we haven't really done much more than when we last saved, right? Like, it wouldn't take us long to get back to this point.
No, we haven't done anything.
You cleaned the CPU core, yep. And you didn't go back up to the command deck, so you didn't do any of that stuff again.
We just went to the escape pod and picked up these items.
And pulled the lever to unlock the pod bay doors, or had Froz do it.
Had Froz do it, and we collected the rations and the spacesuit. All right, I mean, should we just try it to see what happens? We might get some information from it, at least.
Let's be reckless here, Mike. And first of all, load Froz in the escape pod.
Of course.
All right. He blinks at you adorably.
Okay, gave him a little pat on the head, and then we're going in there.
All right, you're in the escape pod. Remind me, Gray, at one point you said you were putting on the spacesuit and the mag boots. Are you doing that, or did that get countermanded? I don't know what the status is.
No, we have the spacesuit on, for sure. Right. You don't get in an escape pod and not put your spacesuit on.
Seems smart, yeah.
Okay.
There is a large red candy-like launch button here.
All right, it calls
to us. Let's have Froz press it. Let's give Froz the honors.
Yeah.
Froz presses the button. Your escape pod is ejected at a very high speed. You're glad you're wearing a spacesuit. And you think about that just as your pod smashes into the shield, killing
you. Yes, there you go.
You are dead. The end.
Okay.
You scored 40 points.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like we had addressed that. Like, we knew that was going to happen. That was something that we had already spoken about, because we know that we can bring the shields down so the pod can leave. But the moment we bring those shields down, we'll be blown into oblivion.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. We could leave Froz in the control panel to turn the shields off right before we leave. But I'm not going to leave this spaceship without my robot dog. Like, that's not going to happen.
All I'm going to say is I'm just happy I wasn't the first person between the two of us to come up with that. You know, because you are the well-known dog lover and I'm not. So, like, I'm just happy that you were the one who made the first suggestion about leaving Froz on the ship to be obliterated.
No, I don't think you understood me. I was putting this on the table to make
it
clear that this is an option,
you know,
that is not an acceptable option.
Just entered my mind that such a thing could ever occur.
I'm just trying to make it very clear the dog is not expendable.
What if we, like, rigged up the space mop, like, to fall just onto the button? Like, we just like very gingerly attach it to the rafters and wait for it to fall. That's what we'll do.
Okay. All right. Well, right now we're gonna load save slot one so that we're back in the cybernetics core.
You are in the cybernetics lab.
Please climb the ladder and clean the cooling vanes.
Okay, you go into the CPU core, climb the ladder, and wipe the grime off the cooling vanes at each level of the core. The CPU core chimes as its systems reboot.
Okay, go back to the cybernetics lab.
You are back in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by those monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. Froz continues to follow you.
Level one, please.
You arrive at the flight deck. Most of the pods are gone. One remains. The light flashes red, and there's a corridor to the transporter pad.
Okay, ask Froz to pull the lever.
Froz beeps and blinks adorably, pulls the lever. The light turns amber. Warning sirens can be heard.
Great. Enter escape pod, take rations, take spacesuit.
All right, you take the rations, you take the spacesuit. Are you wearing the spacesuit?
Yes.
Yeah, you can take it on and off at will. It will have potentially an impact later, but sure. And you're wearing the spacesuit, but you're not wearing the mag boots.
Oh.
Because you can't really get around with the mag boots on.
Oh, okay. But we can get around with the spacesuit on.
Yes.
All right, spacesuit goes on, stays on.
Okay, yep. The spacesuit is on.
All right, leave the escape pod.
All right, you clump back into the flight deck. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields hold.
Right.
They're still out there. Those Frelians, they're still out there.
Yes, no, we understand. that's the problem.
Fortunately, they're sticklers for interspatial law, so...
Thank goodness.
So we're assuming that our to-do list, take nap, clean cooling vanes, fix the lever, has been completed, right? Like, those things have all been done?
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
And you open the pod bay doors, but you know you die if the shield is on.
Yep.
Right. But if we take this the second we take the... Wait. Maybe we can lower the shields, because if they are sticklers for the law, they... Like, they're...
No, because they're shooting us. They're shooting us.
But they're shooting at us... Like, it's, you know, in space, this is like a warning shot, right? They're firing across the bow because they know that the shields will hold. They can't actually destroy us because they're sticklers for the law. So I think maybe we can lower the shields and then try to escape and run away. Okay, here's the question. If you don't want to lower the shields suicidally, like I'm proposing.
What? Yeah, but what are we going to do? Yeah, I know. This is what I'm weighing over in my head. Is like, right. Well, like, if we don't do that, then what do we do? Right? Because that's what I'm trying to... I'm just taking a moment to just, like, take stock of my map here.
Yeah, I keep flipping back and forth between the pages as well.
To find the thing we have 100% missed. Like, we have definitely missed something. Like, I'm not saying that idea won't work. It may be the one that works, but, like, I am confident that there is something we have overlooked.
Can we go to level 3, please?
Sure. You are in level 3, the medical bay. The cryosleep chamber you came out of is here, and the turbo lift is here. Exits are just the turbo lift and back in the chamber, I suppose, right. If you want to take another nap.
We can cry ourselves to sleep in the cryo chamber. Okay, got it. I mean, because the only other option I see that we have is we can just surrender over the comms terminal.
I don't like that.
No, obviously.
We said never surrender.
So, level 2, please, engineering bay.
You are in the engineering bay. A display panel shows you the station's diagnostics. There's a door to the reactor. Another door leads to the shield generator.
Okay, let's go to the shield generator, please.
The station's shields repel space debris, cosmic rays, and hostile life. They prevent unauthorized ships from docking with or leaving the station. There is a control panel here.
Okay, look at control panel.
Before we turn off the shields, put on the mag boots.
Okay, yeah, put on mag boots.
Okay, you're wearing the mag boots.
Okay, great.
The shields are currently up. A set of controls allows you to raise and lower the shields, allowing ships to dock with and leave the station.
Okay, lower shields.
You can't control the shield panel wearing the bulky spacesuit.
Okay, Command Fraz, lower shields.
Oh, good, good.
He's a very well-behaved boy.
Fraz taps the controls to lower the shields. You hear the sound of the shields powering down. A torpedo fired from the Frelian ship hits the station. Sparks and flames erupt from the control panel. The gravity drive fails.
Okay, not a problem so far.
Your gravity boots immediately turn on, allowing you to walk when otherwise you would be floating helplessly. The following message is heard over the PA system.
Warning! Reactor damaged. Flight deck radiation at hazardous levels.
Okay, does Fraz have little magnetic treads? Is he cool?
He is cool. His treads are magnetic.
Great. Okay, let's go back into the engineering bay.
Wait a second.
We're going to go fix the reactor now. That's what we're going to do.
Right. So I was going to say, because radiation, right? Like, I don't think that we have a radiation suit. You know, the radiation will kill us, I think, even though we're wearing a spacesuit. Would be my expectation, right?
Yeah. But it won't kill robots.
But the radiation's on the flight deck, right?
No, it's right here.
No, he said the radiation levels.
Warning, reactor damaged. Flight deck radiation is at hazardous levels.
Ah, then we're fine. Great. Okay, yeah. Back into the engineering bay.
All right, you're back in the engineering bay. A display panel shows you the station's diagnostics. A reinforced door leads to the reactor, and your robot follows you in.
Okay, send Fraz down the robopath to the reactor.
Fraz enters the reactor, quickly surmises the problem, and shuts down the reactor while it makes repairs.
Attention,
the CPU declares.
Flight deck radiation levels are now minimal.
Okay, is Fraz still working on the reactor, or is he done with that?
Fraz has emerged from the reactor and gives you a thumbs up with his little claw.
Oh my God.
It's adorable.
That's fantastic. Okay.
All right, go to the turbo lift.
Okay, where would you like to go?
To level 1, please.
You are at the flight deck. Most of the escape pods have been jettisoned. One pod remains. The light is flashing amber. You can go into the escape pod if you like.
Okay. Load Fraz
like
into
to
the escape
pod. Petition a second save at this point, please.
Okay, fine.
Slot 2 is saved.
Okay. Load Fraz into the escape pod.
All right. Fraz goes into the escape pod.
Load us into the escape pod.
You enter the escape pod. There is a distress beacon ready to go off. There is a big red launch button. You have rations. You're wearing a spacesuit that you found in here. And that's it.
Okay, give Fraz a little pat on the head and tell him to press the launch button.
Fraz pushes the launch button. Your pod zooms out of the space station at terrific speed and enters deep space. the Freljons catch your escape pod in their tractor beam and bring you aboard their ship. You're enslaved and put to work in the Freljan salt mines. Game over. You scored 60 points.
What happened to Froz?
Froz was probably enslaved too. Now he follows you around in the salt mines, helping you dig.
Okay, well, at least we have each other.
Well, at least we're not on our own. All right, so now we know that doesn't work.
So that is an ending, but mm-hmm. yeah, there's presumably something that you've missed here.
That is an unsatisfactory ending.
That is an ending, but I much prefer the ending where we slammed into the shield instead of the ending where
yeah,
we
that is an
forever.
Ending too, right? Like, I want to take this into my own hands. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, so load save slot two.
That was right before you lowered the shields, right?
No, that was before we got in the pod. The shields are lowered at this point.
Yeah, shields are lowered. We're still wearing everything. We're on the
flight
deck. Oh,
you saved. That's right. You saved right there. Okay. All right. You are back in the flight deck.
We need to raise those shields again, I think, because we have no idea what we're doing right now. And if we continue to explore, we'll be blown up. Like, I think we need to raise the shields again.
Nah, I disagree. I want to go to level 5 command deck, please.
All right. You go to the command deck. There's nobody here but you. There's a comm terminal here. There's a binder here.
All right, go to the comm terminal. Look at the comm terminal.
The comm terminal is flashing incoming message, unknown language. Please input language to translate.
Enter Freljan.
Attention, humans! Surrender space station or be destroyed with gravity cannon!
I was kind of hoping something different would happen. Well, we're f***ed now, Mike.
Go down the
surrender
burning corridor.
Space station.
No, don't. That's ridiculous. Go down that corridor.
You walk toward the corridor. The warship attacks the space station with a gun that fires black holes. The end.
Right.
You have died.
Okay, yeah, again. Great. So the instant that terminal is touched, we just die.
You have scored 70 points.
Oh, I think we're doing better each time.
I'm not 100% sure why that was better, but... All right, load save 2, please.
All right, you're back down in the flight deck.
All right, go to the turbo lift.
Hey, no, wait, hold on. Just one second. Rescind that order.
It was literally go to the turbo lift does nothing because you take the turbo lift places, so you don't even need to rescind the order.
Okay. Can we press the launch button on the escape pod with the mop?
No, you can't. You have to be in it, and then you can press it with your space suit.
I don't like the way this is going because there's only one way then to get outside because the escape pod is blocking the path.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to have to do what you suggested earlier, potentially. But I want to try something else before we do that.
Okay. But I feel like we now know one path, mm-hmm. but I need you to know when the time comes, Mike, I cannot give that order. You're going to have to give that order.
I'm fine with that. Okay, go to the
turbo
lift.
Wow, that was really callous.
Again, you can go to the turbo lift. Where would you like to go in the turbo lift, Mike?
I don't appreciate that. Because every time we ever play one of these games, we're like, do this. And you're like, oh, you're still standing in the room, right? So I figure I have to ask you to go to the lift, and then I ask you to go to the floor. I feel like that's fair. I feel like I'm following Snellatron.
This is a more advanced game. I've never described the turbo lift to you.
Ah, now it's more advanced. Okay.
All right. All right. No, you're right. You're right. You were standing in the turbo lift. It's totally featureless. It's waiting for you to tell it where to go. There are some lights here. You believe that the lights are mostly to one side, so you're probably on one of the lower or higher, who's counting, decks of the space station.
Right.
This is what I'm looking
for. Do you feel better now?
Yeah, I do now. Level 5, please.
You are on the command deck. Usually the captain and crew are here, like, you know, some awesome TV show, but instead there's just you.
On level 5, wow. You say? That's
Jeez.
Where they typically go.
There is a comm terminal here.
This is where the Snellatron is getting real tired of us. It's getting a bit saucy.
Well,
I'm just, you know, mixing it up. Just mixing up the descriptions here. It does literally say it's usually populated by the station's captain and crew. Not today.
I still say, you know, by chain of command, we are the captain now. Like, there is nobody else on this ship unless Froz outranks us. Oh, go to the corridor, please.
He's clearly the first officer.
All right, you are in a corridor filled with cables and wires that run up from the CPU core and over to the comm terminals. It used to smell really burning smell in here, but not so much since you fixed it. A note is stuck to the panel at the end of the corridor.
All right, what is the panel?
The panel is a place where there are lots of cables and wires that are joined that run between the CPU and the comm terminals. It used to be broken, and then you fixed it with the micro tools, so now it works great.
Yeah, I don't think this is anything, Mike.
It was only because on my map I just had the word panel, and every other panel has had something we could do with it. I just wanted to check.
It was broken, and you repaired it.
Right, okay. But like there isn't, you know, like there isn't a button. There's no instructions that we can press.
Nope.
Right. Okay. Cool. Sorry. That was what I wanted to check. It was my only loose end that I had.
Yeah. No. Of course.
There was a sensor array. Is that the sensor array?
That is the sensor array.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
All right, then, we got to do what we got to do. Time to send Froz to his hero's death.
I'm just going to be quiet for a little while.
Okay, Snellatron, take us to the turbo lift and go to level 1, please.
All right, you and Froz go to level 1. You are now in the flight deck.
I just want to say, for the record, I don't necessarily take a lot of pleasure in this. I just know it has to be done, and I'm the only one that can do it, so I'm doing it. All right, so we're gonna pick Froz up, we're gonna take a little look at him, and we're gonna thank him for his service, wish him well, and load him in the escape pod, please.
All right, Froz is in the escape pod.
Shed a single tear, please.
Okay, there is no response to shed a single tear. The Snellatron refuses to do that. Unless the Snellatron is quietly crying now, who knows? I would like to...
All the robots and computers are sad in this moment.
Yeah, maybe the Snellatron won't let us do it, right? It doesn't believe in computer violence. I would like to ask Froz to press the launch button in the escape pod, please.
Okay, he presses the button. The doors close. You see the escape pod launch at high speed out into space. You don't know what happens to it. You are still standing in the corridor, and now you have no way out of the space station.
Okay, so Froz lives a happy life forever. We can assume that quite safely.
Sure,
yeah. We can assume that. But what we also has happened is literally
the Freleons board the space station and take you hostage and make you work on their salt mines. You have died, or you haven't died. You're just going to work forever in the salt mines. The end. Okay.
Wait, what? Wait a second. What just happened? How did
they boarded
the Freleons with the shields down? The Freleons have boarded the space station, and they take you captive, and that's it. So you've scored 70 points again.
Okay, wow. I have never been more happy to use the time stone and load save slot 2 and get Froz back so that
this
timeline
good.
Doesn't need to have this
that
timeline
is good.
Doesn't need to happen.
That we don't need to kill Froz.
In the salt mines, by the way, for that ending, in the salt mines you're reunited with Froz, who is also mining for the rest of the mine.
No, why did you have to do that? No, he lived a happy life forever.
Well, but we're back together, though, right? He's cool. He doesn't mind. He's happy as long as he's with us.
He's
a robot. We sent him in a radiation chamber. You were fine with that.
That's his job. That's what he was built for.
You're at the flight deck. light flashes amber. You and Froz are here. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. There's a turbo lift here.
So just to double check, the shields are down.
Shields are down.
Right, so you clearly have some kind of clock running about how long it's going
to
take.
We need to raise the shields if we're going to keep exploring. Yeah. We have to raise the shields.
Yeah, okay. So go to engineering bay quickly.
Yeah, engineering bay. You're in the engineering bay now. Great.
Okay, go to the shields.
Yes, you are in the shield generator.
And have Froz press the control panel to raise the shields.
All right, the shields go up. And... now the shields are up. An explosion rocks the space station from outside. Fortunately, the shields are now going to hold.
It's interesting to me that we have no weaponry.
This is a peaceful space station, Mike.
Then why do we need shields?
This is what happens to peaceful space stations.
No,
this
is sometimes the Freleons attack. That's
right,
what happens.
But if we're assuming that we need shields in case of attack, then why don't we have weaponry? I know there's nothing we can do about this at this moment, but I'm frustrated about that.
Okay. Snellatron.
Yes.
On the comm terminal, can we send a message without having to receive the message?
No. Once you click translate, right, the message is received.
Right. Okay. So yeah, this is like an undismissable pop-up window that's on the comm terminal here. Okay. Because I was going to try to contact the Death World. Like, can the Death World shoot them out of the sky for us?
Well, like, I'm starting to get super, like, high concept with my ideas here. But, like, if we surrender and they try and board, like, we could maybe raise the shields and kill them all. But that probably isn't going
to
work.
Yeah, I was just like, the Death World seems to be the only piece here that's not doing anything. Right? And it seems like, at least on my own map, it looms quite large. Can we please go to the top deck?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You are on the top deck of the station. A panoramic window grants you a 360-degree view of outer space and the mysterious Death World. Some kind of alien spaceship, you know it's a Freljan ship, is positioned nearby. It occasionally fires, but the shields are currently holding.
Okay, can we look at the Death World?
The space station was built to study this strange, featureless planetoid. In hindsight, this was probably a mistake.
Can we just take a look at the warship?
Sure. You see an alien warship of Freljan design. It's bristling with weapons, including the dreaded gravity cannon.
Let's look at the gravity cannon.
The gravity cannon is a fearsome weapon that launches miniature black holes capable of destroying installations such as the one upon which you currently reside.
Hmm. All right. Looking at our things here, I think we have the engineering bay and the diagnostics panel. Is a thing I feel like it never hurts just to check and to take a look at.
Mm-hmm. We still have the transport.
And that's the second thing.
I mean, we can't do anything with that, right? In theory, but we haven't been back there, so something might have changed.
Yeah, that's my other one that I'm looking at as well. So let's go to the engineering bay, take a look at the diagnostic panel, and then let's get to the transporter pad again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so level 2, engineering bay.
All right, you are in the engineering bay with a display panel showing you station diagnostics.
Okay, look at diagnostics.
Shields are back at 100%. Gravity is 1G. Reactor is at safe operating levels.
Okay, go to level 1 flight deck.
You're at the flight deck. There's one escape pod. A flashing light is flashing amber beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad.
Okay, let's go to the transporter pad.
This transporter pad is where people and supplies are teleported to and from the space station. There is a control panel here.
Okay, look at control panel.
You see numerous dials and an activation switch. Without proper training, it would be hazardous to use the transporter.
Right, press the switch.
Okay. You are transported to the Freljan ship, where you are captured, imprisoned, and sent off to work in the Freljan salt mines.
I didn't think
that's
we were
the
standing
end of
the
game.
On the pad.
You scored 40.
I wouldn't have pressed the button if I knew we were standing on the pad. I thought, isn't this Star Trek? I thought we were standing at the thing and we're looking at the pad. I thought maybe, I don't know, maybe a gun would be transported over to us or something. Okay. Load save point 2.
Okay. You are back on the flight deck.
What do we have at this moment? We have the spacesuit, right? We have all of that.
Yeah.
But all we need to do is make sure we raise the shields. That's where we are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so right now, your status is the pod bay door is open, the shields are down, the reactor was repaired.
Right.
And the Freljans are still up there trying to contact you.
Yeah, let's just raise the shields and go back to cryosleep.
That's the saddest of all the endings, the ending that never ends. Maybe you've been repeating this all along.
Go to level 2, please. Go to the turbo lift, level 2.
All right, you're at the engineering bay.
Shield generator, please.
Okay, you're at the shield generator.
Ask our lovely frogs to raise the shields.
He raises the shields.
I'm sure that you feel the same, Gray, that I am completely unsatisfied unless we score 100.
Well, I mean, who knows what the maximum score is?
Well, the maximum score is 100. You're not able to score 100 because you had to save, but you could still score 95. So there is definitely a piece that you are missing
95.
Here.
Okay.
But I will remind you that in your last playthrough, you actually went down in points. You at one point scored 70. Now you're back down at 40 points. You currently have, if you want to ask, you currently have 40 points.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we busted the reactor and then had to fix it. I think we lose points for that.
All right. Well, then forget about the points. We just want satisfaction.
No, you fixed the reactor. Yeah. No.
We want a satisfying ending.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a little bit of a clue here. Before you turned the shield generator back on, you had 60 points.
Okay.
Now you have 40 points.
Okay.
No, I think that's fine because my assumption is any way that we win this, the shields will be down, right? Because we've got to get off or like something like that. But we will.
That's right.
We've only raised the shields because we don't know what we're doing. And if we keep walking around, we'll be killed. That's why we've raised the shields. We haven't raised the shields because we think that's how we're going to win. We've done it because we don't know what to do yet.
Okay, well,
can I will. I'm going to give you a little bit of gameplay advice here, which is there is no ticking clock about the shields.
Okay.
All right. The shields can be down and I am not keeping track of how long it is. I suppose eventually an explosion would rock the space station or the Freljons would come, but I'm not trying to do that.
Okay. So the Freljons came as punishment for what Mike did to our dog. Right. That's why they came.
Yeah.
It was not a ticking clock. Okay.
That's what it was. It was the idea that you had that I enacted upon.
No, I just want to be clear. Yeah, Mike killed the dog, so that's why the Freljons came.
After
which is
he told me
a,
to do
a
it.
Just
he didn't. They didn't kill him. He just launched him into an escape pod, and then he was
right,
captured
that's right.
by the Freljons.
Yeah, he lived happily forever.
My memory is you saying, "This is what needs to happen. I'm not going to do it. You have to do it." That's not my memory.
I don't know. That's not my memory at all. My memory is entirely different. Anyway, okay. So let's just load save point two again.
Why are we doing that? We're already in front of the shield generator.
You're back in the engineering bay.
Okay, great. Give Franz a little pat on the head because we love him.
He blinks and beeps and is adorable.
Great, thank you. Okay.
Stalatron, for as much as you can say, just so we don't sit here for the next 9 hours, are there potential endings to this game that we may consider ourselves satisfied with?
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to check, right, that this wasn't some dystopian adventure we're in.
You're at 60 points. You have a very good shot, if you do the right thing, of getting 95 points, which is as high as you can get now that you've used the save slots.
Right, okay. Okay.
That binder. Did we get all the information we needed from that?
Yeah, it told you the details, which is that the Freljons will blow you up unless you surrender.
Okay, all right, Mike, let's strategize for a second here.
Yeah.
Looking through the things... Let's see if we agree on the state of the universe here. We've got escape pod and transporter pad on the flight deck. And the lever that we pulled, but there's nothing to do here.
Yeah, we can't. The transporter pad, as we currently know, without any additional information, will immediately kill. Like, we will lose, right, if we use
that. Yeah, we'll be enslaved, which is worse than death. Yep.
With every strategy we currently have about the escape pod, either sending out Froz or going ourselves, we end up being enslaved, right? Like, that's all we know right now. That's all we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then the engineering bay is... We just have the shields that we can raise or lower, mm-hmm. and there's a diagnostic panel to tell us stuff.
Which never has changed, right? It's like...
Never has changed.
Same.
And there's the robopath to fix the reactor. We got the mag boots from this level, but there's nothing to press here, right? There's nothing else here, as far as I can tell.
Yep.
The level 3 is just the newbie starting level. There's nothing here.
Yeah, it's pointless.
All right, level 4, we have the cybernetics lab. This is the one that feels to me like maybe there's something here that we're missing. But we got the robot here. There were the micro tools here. There's the CPU core. But I almost want to look around the cybernetics lab again. I feel like if we're missing something here.
Or the CPU core.
Yeah.
Right, like we look around those two areas. I was going to say, whilst we're talking about it, you know, the nuclear reactor is interesting to me. Like, is there something we could do with that? Like sabotaging it in some way or something like that? I don't know, you know. I don't know what that could look like. I don't know what that would result in. But that's still a thing that Froz could maybe go in and tinker with. I don't know. But I think that would come secondary to checking out level 4.
Yeah.
More.
Level 4 just feels like maybe there's something there. I don't know.
Yeah. And level 5, there's nothing. All there is the command deck, because we know the corridor's pointless because we've already looked at that again. And all we have is the comms terminal, which just seems to basically start us on 2 moves and we die at that point. Right, like there's nothing we can do.
Something needs to change about the game state for us to use that comms terminal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we can't, you can't use
it. Yeah, we need more information or something, but all we know is by currently receiving that message, we immediately are destroyed.
Okay, I'll just, as a point of fact, I will say you are not immediately destroyed. They ask you to surrender, and then you do something else, and you are destroyed.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
I mean,
there is one other move you could make, and you haven't made that move.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to surrender.
But like, we're walking through our things here. Like, the surrender is obviously a move, but what I just want to see is, like, after we explore level 4, with level 5, right, we agree that there's, like, only the comms deck that kills us with the option of surrender, and then the top deck is just sticking our head in a glass bowl and looking around at the universe. There's nothing there. Mm-hmm. So if we don't find anything on level 4, I think we have to see what happens when we surrender.
I agree.
Because otherwise, there's nothing else here.
I agree. We need to at least know what that looks like.
Yeah. Okay, so please take us to level 4, Snellitron.
Okay, you're in the cybernetics lab surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights.
Okay, look at the monitors or terminals or flashing lights.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
They show all systems normal and the CPU core running at normal levels because you rebooted it after cleaning it.
Okay, take the ladder to the CPU core.
All right, you're in the towering room where all the station's data is stored. Ladders run up the central spire, allowing technicians access to the core. The core is no longer hot because you cleaned the cooling vanes.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing here.
Climb the ladder. Just climb the ladder.
Okay, you climb the ladder and see dozens of aluminum alloy vanes that are used to radiate heat away from the CPU core. They're doing that because they're finally clean after not being cleaned for a few months.
Okay.
Good job.
Great. Okay, down the ladder.
Yep, you're back in the cybernetics lab.
Okay, up to the command deck.
You are back on the command deck, usually populated by the station's captain and crew, but it's just you now. There's a comm terminal here. You see the parsec binder here. There is a turbo lift here.
Okay, take a look at the comm terminal.
The comm terminal is used to send messages to ships docking with or leaving the space station. It's currently flashing a message. Incoming message. Unknown language. Please input language
just
to translate.
Before we do that, can we just read the binder again? Can I just get information from the binder again, please?
Sure. The text is dry and technical, causing you to nod off for a few seconds. In brief, intergalactic regulations mandate an invading force must offer terms of surrender before using extinction-level weaponry. As you've seen, they as soon as they offer you terms, then you make a move and they kill you because all they have to do is offer. You don't have to accept, and all they have to do is offer.
Right.
Once you see the terms and conditions, that's all that matters.
Right. Okay. So I agree. I have no idea what else to do here except surrender.
Can we just unplug the comms terminal and pretend that it's never going
to
happen?
But that's the cryosleep option, right? We might as well, like, we go to sleep in the cryosleep chamber and we wake up 1,000 years from now and they're still outside and we're still floating around the death world.
Yeah, you can go back to the sensor array and just tear out all of the wiring. No!
Our shields up or down right now? They're down.
Your shields are currently down.
They're down.
Are we wearing our spacesuit and our mag boots?
You have the spacesuit, and the mag boots are not currently being worn because they are... Oh, no, you are. You are wearing the spacesuit and the mag boots.
Yeah, because so we were about to get into the escape pod, so we're all escape pod
I would
ready.
Say, actually, yeah, what I would say is the mag boots, you're not wearing them because the only time you wore them, you put them on, turned off the shields, the power went out, and you had the mag boots on because you very smartly did that. So you don't currently have them on. That's a thing. If
put
you are expecting the gravity to fail, you can put them on, but you can't move when they're
let's put them on.
Put them on.
Okay,
yeah,
put them on.
Okay, enter Frelion into the comm terminal.
You can't do it because your spacesuit is too bulky.
Have Franz do it for us.
Can Franz type it out for us?
Franz types Frelion into the terminal.
Good boy.
The translation appears.
Attention humans, surrender space station or be destroyed with gravity cannon.
Okay, surrender.
This is the response.
Attention humans, prepare to be boarded. All humans must abandon space station or be taken prisoner.
Okay,
what?
Let's go down to the flight deck.
Okay.
All right, you're at the flight deck. Most of the escape pods are gone. One pod remains. There's a flashing amber light. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. Froz follows you.
Okay, load Froz into the escape pod.
Fraz goes into the escape pod.
Let's get into the escape pod as well.
I should mention that to get down there, you had to take your gravity boots back off. You yes, are of now in the escape pod, equipped with a distress beacon and a launch button. You are wearing a spacesuit, and you have the survival rations and are not wearing your gravity boots.
Okay, give Fraz a pat and have him press the button.
Fraz presses the button. Your pod zooms out of the space station at terrific speed and enters deep space. Within a matter of days, you were picked up by a Parsec rescue ship and returned to the Earth.
Yes.
Thank you for playing Space Station. You scored 95.
Yeah! Yes!
There's no harm in surrendering. It's what we've learned. The never surrender was only holding us back.
I still feel unsatisfied by that ending, though, right? Like, surely there's a way that we can destroy... like, not only the Frelian spaceship that's attacking us, but of Frelian society, right? That, like, there must be a way to do that.
Alas, the lesson of Space Station is, as the one person left after everyone else has already fled, the only way that you can really save your skin is by turning off the shields, fixing the reactor problem, surrendering, and then very quickly leaving before they board the station. And that's how you got 95 points. If you did that without saving, you'd get a perfect 100.
Wow.
There are a few other things you could have done. So the transporter is random. So there was a chance that you could have been transported to the Death World. On the Death World is technically a completely separate text adventure. With no exits and only two things you can do. You can either die or not die. Either way, you get a score of 0 for Space Station if you leave the Space Station. But you could win Death World by dying.
Okay.
Death World is the world's dumbest text adventure game. But
okay,
you didn't do that. So that is, you know, you basically hit almost all the endings. The escape pod is also random. And instead of being captured in the tractor beam, you could have been blown to smithereens and died.
Right.
But those endings are the same. Here's what you got your points for. The hypo injector injection is 10 points. Repairing the sensor array is 10 points. Rebooting the CPU core is 10 points. Translating the alien message is 10 points. Lowering the shield generator is 10 points. And shutting down the reactor is 10 points. When you turn the shield generator back on, you lost those points.
Okay.
Unlocking the pod bay doors is 10 points. Escaping the space station is 10 points. Escaping with Fraz the robot with you is an extra 5 points.
Yeah.
And being rescued by Parsec puts it over the top and gives you the last 10 points. And then finishing without saving would get you to 100. So you got the mega happy ending. You also got the ending where you and Fraz got off the space station, but they captured you, which is not a bad ending, but you lose like 20 points out of that. So you had a bunch of really good endings, but you did get that was the ending, is you got to surrender and then go and get out with, ideally with your little robot friend.
Yeah, well, that's the really important thing, is that we saved the robot.
Yeah, I want to talk about the difficulty of this one, because it wasn't hard in the way that I was expecting.
Yeah.
It was difficult. It was the most difficult that we have played, but not in the way that I thought it was going to be.
It was difficult because there were expectations that were subverted.
Yep.
Not necessarily because it directly was hard.
I would say that the biggest difficulty in this one is that there are situations that don't occur until you do certain things. So you guys are like, we'll send the robot into the reactor. And it's like, the reactor's fine. Because what happens you have to turn off the shields. Then they hit the space station with their weapons. Then the reactor goes critical and you have to fix the reactor. And you didn't try to do this. If when the reactor is critical, you just try to flee and go down to the bottom level, despite the warning, you die of radiation poisoning. The positive side of that ending is that the Frelions then come and also die of radiation poisoning. That's another ending. But so that, to me, that is the difficulty in this one, is that until you flip that switch, there's a whole set of things that aren't happening. And so you kind of puzzle of like, why does this reactor matter? And the answer is it doesn't until you flip the switch and the station gets hit. So that's an extra level of difficulty that you have to go through those hoops.
So the only way to kill the Frelions is to also kill ourselves.
Yes, that is accurate. That's the only real way to do that.
Okay, well, that's not worth it. What's the Death World text adventure, just out of curiosity? Like, what happens there?
The Death World text adventure. So if randomly you transport yourself and you end up with Death World, what I say is, welcome to Death World. There is nothing here. There are no exits. and you can either say die, kill myself, or remove my spacesuit, okay. or not. If you say any of those things, I say, you have died. The end. Your score is 100. Thank you for playing Death World. If you don't do that, I say, you have died. The end. Your score is 0. Thank you for playing Death World. Either way, your space station score is 0. Because you aren't on the space station anymore. It's a weird little quirk, and it only appears at random, so it's a fun little thing that I've given away now. And the way the random works is literally you look at the clock.
Oh, okay, that's what you're doing. Okay.
And depending on what the last two digits of the time are, or you can do seconds if you really want it to be like super random, but depending on the last two digits of the time, you pick one of like many states. Transporter room is the same. You know, it's random not just to the Death World. You can get transported to the Freljahn ship. You can be transported out into deep space, or you can be transported to the observation deck, and you're like, huh. I guess I was lucky that time, but that didn't happen. So,
well, that was another adventure success for us, I think.
Success through after a few saves and a few deaths, you got all the way.
Oh, we didn't use all the saves this time.
We
I
didn't.
Think this is the first one. Yeah,
I'll give you a bonus point for that. You're at 96 now.
Yeah.
You saved one of the save slots. Good job. Good job.
That feels like when you go up to the teacher after class and you're trying to worm out some extra points. I'll give you one token point to make you go away.
If you want to feel better about yourselves, or if somebody wants to listen to people playing a different version of this game, they can check out the Incomparable Game Show episode 67, where they played a slightly earlier version of this game. He changed a couple of things, most notably is your inability to climb the ladder to clean the CPU core unless you give yourself another injection from the hypo injector. But he took that out because he thought it was too confusing.
I was thinking about doing that at one point anyway.
If you wanted to pull the lever without the robot, you can give yourself another injection and you get super strength for a few minutes or a few turns, and then you can pull that lever yourself. If you give yourself a third injection, by the way, you die.
So, that was going to be my recommendation before Grace suggested to have Froze do it. Like, I didn't think
you guys
of that.
Picked up on the robot pretty quickly, and that was you could give the robot commands.
Who wouldn't use a robot to help you? That's what the robot is for.
I don't know. Sometimes there are things that seem obvious that players don't get.
Like the cactus from the Wild West. Snellatron, as always, thank you for your incredible work. We
thank
quite literally
much,
could not play this game without you, because you are the computer.
Yes. Beep boop, shutting down. Until next time.
Until next time. And thank you all for listening to our member special. We'll be back next year, maybe with an adventure of increasing difficulty. Who knows?
Thank you very much, listeners. Thank you, members.